From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua. In chapter 8 of the book, we find the account of Israel's victory over the city of Ai. Having dealt with the sin of Achan, Joshua sought the Lord and received the strategy for taking the city. In a message entitled, Success in the Place of Failure, Dr. Cairns will show that God is able to give victory where there had been defeat. His first emphasis is one of personal restoration. It is often true that, having succumbed to some terrible sin, a believer will feel that his usefulness to God is over, that there is no way back. Yet the Bible teaches the very opposite. This is the heart of 1 John 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Indeed, by the grace of God, there is victory in the place of defeat. Dr. Cairns will commence the message shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Romans chapter 1 and verse 7. Call to be saints. We are very apt to regard the apostolic saints as if they were saints in a more special manner than other children of God. All are saints whom God has called by His grace and sanctified by His Spirit, but we are apt to look upon the apostles as extraordinary beings, scarcely subject to the same weaknesses and temptations as ourselves. Yet in so doing, we are forgetful of this truth, that the nearer a man lives to God, the more intensely has he to mourn over his own evil heart, and the more his master honors him in his service, the more also does the evil of the flesh vex and tease him day by day. The fact is, if we had seen the Apostle Paul, we should have thought him remarkably like the rest of the chosen family, and if we had talked with him, we should have said, "We find that his experience and ours are much the same. He is more faithful, more holy, and more deeply taught than we are, but he has the self-same trials to endure. Nay, in some respects, he is more sorely tried than ourselves." Do not then look upon the ancient saints as being exempt either from infirmities or sins, and do not regard them with that mystic reverence which will almost make us idolaters. Their holiness is attainable even by us. We are called to be saints by that same voice which constrained them to their high vocation. It is a Christian's duty to force his way into the inner circle of saintship, and if these saints were superior to us in their attainments, as they certainly were, let us follow them. Let us emulate their ardor and holiness. We have the same light they had, the same grace is accessible to us, and why should we rest satisfied until we have equaled them in heavenly character? They lived with Jesus. They lived for Jesus. Therefore, they grew like Jesus. Let us live by the same Spirit as they did, looking unto Jesus, and our saintship will soon be apparent.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
It's not enough for God's people to be doing right. They must not only do the right thing, but do it in the right way and be a testimony for righteousness in their doing of it. Even in doing such a very necessary work as destroying what God has appointed to utter ruin, God's people must be seen to do that work with clean hands, so that in all their controversies, it is not enough that they be on the right side, but it is important that they themselves be right, do right, keep clean hands, and a clear, unsullied testimony. The children of Israel found that out at the city of Ai. Their work was right and good. It is something of a shock to modern ears to read in the Word of God of the utter destruction of a city like Jericho and then a city like Ai. However, we must recognize that this is not merely the record of one tribe's hatred of another. This is the record of how God, having allowed 400 years for the Amorites of this area to hearken and to do right, and having watched them over all that period fill up the cup of their iniquity and go into cruelty and wickedness of unmentionable descriptions, how then God commissioned His people to be the sword of divine judgment, so that He would cleanse the land from the unspeakable filth and wickedness with which the Amorites had ruined it. That was a good work. Israel's work in destroying Ai, according to divine command, was right and it was good. But on their first approach to Ai, as we noted in studying the previous chapter of Joshua, on their first approach to Ai, Israel's hands were soiled, and therefore their effort failed. God would not give them the victory, because to allow Israel to proceed from victory unto victory unchecked by their own sin would have done more harm to the cause of God than the Amorites could ever have done. However, once Israel's sin was judged, the way was clear for the Lord to give them the conquest of Ai. And that's what we have been reading this morning. It was by a very well-executed plan that Israel took Ai. I'm fascinated to read this. It seems so simple. Indeed, there are people reading this and they think the men of Ai must have been very childish to fall for such a ruse. The fact of the matter is that to this day, military commanders still practice this very same method. They have put that plan or a similar plan into operation. They will seek to draw people away from their strengths. I remember you've heard me mention the Desert War at the beginning of the Second World War more than once. It's a period of British history that fascinates me. And I find that when the great German General Rommel came against Auchinleck's positions, he sent his tanks in and then he turned them away. And without fail, the British tanks would rush after them, just exactly as the men of Ai did. And without fail, Rommel pulverized them in the open spaces of the desert. They couldn't learn the lesson that this retreat was only a fox playing with its prey. And they kept on being defeated. And they would still have been defeated until they were wiped out had they not learned that lesson. So there is here a very skillful plan pretending to make yet another futile frontal attack on the city of Ai. Joshua really counted for his victory on the 5,000 men that he had placed in ambush behind the city, hidden in its rear. The men of Ai made the mistake of General Auchinleck's people. They rushed out when the enemy seemed to be retreating. And so they left the city undefended, and they paid a terrible price as Joshua sprang his trap and ambushed Ai from the rear. The battle was soon decided. With the city reduced to flames, the men of Ai were routed and they were destroyed. In the very place, and this is the whole point of our study this morning, in the very place where they had so miserably failed, the children of Israel were now completely victorious. I want you to think of that, because it carries one of the great lessons of life for the people of God, that the Lord can give us success where before we have utterly failed. The Lord can give us success in the very place where before we have utterly failed. There are two great streams of thought for us to follow here. First, there is the message of personal restoration. That's a very necessary one for Christians in troubled times through their own failure. And then there's the message of spiritual revival for the whole body of the people of God. Let's think in personal terms. The message of personal restoration that the Lord can give to you and me as Christian individuals. Victory where before we had failure. We have all had our AIs. We've got to be honest about this. There have been times in our lives when either through presumption or worldliness or some sin that we have cherished, there have been times when we have been brought to defeat. We have come up against Ai and we have been driven back. Now the temptation for a Christian, once he has fallen into defeat in his Christian life, he looks at that terrible tragedy. The devil is crowing over him. It seems to him at that time, I can never rise above this failure again. This is something that is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. I will never be able to rise above this failure. The temptation is to think the enemy that I thought I could defeat actually is too strong for me. This sin is too deep-rooted. The challenge is too formidable. But one way or another, here I am, a Christian and yet defeated like Israel. The people of God, redeemed by blood and yet defeated. Well now, this portion of Scripture teaches us that that temptation is a lie. Verse 1 starts off, fear not. Neither be dismayed. Fear not. I would say, and I don't want to trivialize the sins that bring Christians into defeat, but I would say that far more debilitating than the initial defeat that so many Christians have felt is the ongoing fear. The lack of confidence in their God that defeat has brought about. You look around today, you perhaps look into your own heart, and you find evidence of this. Christians who are like ships without a compass, they're just going here and there. They're doing their best to escape any of the great battles with sin and with Satan because they feel they're too incompetent, they're too weak, they cannot live the Christian life. When they come reading the Bible, it seems to speak about a level of Christian living that is utterly beyond their capability. They think it's all over with me. I have met Christians who have lived in the spiritual doldrums for years. They have thought there's nothing better for me. I have somehow made such a mess of life. I have made such awful mistakes. I have fallen into such awful failure that there is no way forward for me. But the Scripture says, fear not. Do not be dismayed. And I think we could interpret that also as saying, don't think that you will make the situation any better by doing some sort of Christian penance. You know, when Christians fail, they drive themselves down into the ground and they keep on telling themselves what evil people they are, what vicious people they are, what useless people they are, what hopeless cases they are. And there is some sort of a perverse delight in this. That the worse I make myself feel, and the longer I make myself feel it, then, perhaps, somehow, I'll be worth lifting out of it. The Lord will think I'm worthy to lift me out of it. Purgatory, whether popish or Protestant, is a doctrine of devils, and it has no place in the thinking or theology of the people of God. Do not be dismayed. It is not this driving yourself into the ground that is going to do you any good. It is facing what caused the fall. And like Israel, it is judging what caused the fall. And when sin is put under the blood, it is gone. And what's more, its power to hurt and its power to deprive us of the victory of Christian living should be gone with it. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Because as this whole Bible reading combines to teach us, there is victory in the place of prior failure.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.